Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Today we're taking a look at the new all-age comic books for the week of July 26th. It is action-packed. Really is. There is a great crossover title that's going to be one of the year's best. A new title from some superheroes that will make you go-go. A new Star Wars title, and two DC-oriented titles for the really young kids. That's all this and more on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and we are going to be talking the new all-age comic books this week. Fun, fun, fun times. How did you find us? That's the question right now. If you'd be so kind as to leave a rating, a star rating on in iTunes or in Google Play, Stitcher, Podomatic, or whatever source brought you here, that would be super, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to educate people, parents, kids, that comic books do not have to be that adult-oriented. They can still be young. They can still skew really young and be really cool and hook kids on reading and, again, be cool. That's what it is. So leave a rating, if you would, please. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. The music you're hearing in the background is from Subset. It's good, glitchy, lowbrow stuff. And you can find all of their music over at Free Music Archive. And it's great to study to, listen to, and very nice. So we usually talk about the comic books that are good for ages 5 and up. That's usually the crossover. However, this week we're going to start things off. We're going to skew even younger. Let's go board book, why don't we? Let's go old school board book with this one, DC Super Friends. It's three superhero tales. And this is a legitimate board book with Superman, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman. It's three tales from each of them, each tale being about maybe 7 pages. And since it's a board book, it's pretty thick. And this is a way to really get kids interested reading young. I mean, you've got your Brown Bear, and that's a classic, man. That is the jam. We have a great picture here at the house of our then maybe 1.5-year-old reading Brown Bear, just looking through the pages, being utterly fascinated. That is what you want to go through with your geek kids here. DC Super Friends, three superhero tales, board book. Kids can chew on it, yum yum, taste the pages. It's great. Can I have another one? And they can pick this up probably at bookstores. It was at our local comic book store. However, there was only one copy of this. So you can find it online easily, Amazon, your board book aficionado. Speaking of which, if you're ever in Decatur, gotta mention this place. Little Shop of Stories, it is the best children's bookstore we've seen in all of our travels. It's fabulous. So yeah, you figure, I'm going to Decatur, whatever. If you have children, stop off at this bookstore, Little Shop of Stories. It's fabulous. The second DC-oriented title that is going to skew a bit older is this one. It's from the Step Into Reading series from Random House. Random House does such a great job with these books, because you can think of any intellectual property in the pop culture spectrum, and they probably have a Step Into Reading book. And they're really easy to figure out where your child lies on the spectrum. For example, this week has DC Superhero Girls, Welcome to Superhero High. This is Step Into Reading Level 3. It's going to be good for kids 4 to 6. It means that age group will be able to read it. Obviously, if you're younger, it'll be more challenging. If you're older, you can probably zip through it with no problem. It's a great way to gauge the level of books for your child. Obviously, once your kid is in elementary school, you'll be a little more attuned to it, and you'll know what they can read and what they can't read per the level book. However, if you're just starting out and your kid is maybe in pre-K, you're like, what is this level 3, level 4 stuff? Help me. This is a great way to get into that and really have a fun time and get your kids reading at a young age. And it's fun. I like the way that they're doing and marketing the DC Superhero Girls. Obviously, it's kind of fronted by Wonder Woman just because of the success of the movie. However, in 2019, they've got that unnamed DC movie, which could, if you listen to some of the websites, be kind of a girl superhero movie from DC or a girl villain movie. Depends on who you listen to, whoever you listen to. Welcome to Superhero High is out this week. It stars Wonder Woman, Batgirl, Supergirl, and the rest of the DC superhero girls aged 4 to 6. You'll love it. And you can find it in comic book stores or bookstores. It was in our comic book store. About 5 copies of it. This comic book is really surprising for a couple of reasons. It's thick. It's super thick. And it's really fun. It is. It's Kid Sherlock. Kid Sherlock is from Action Lab Entertainment. And they've done such a great job with this series. Because its tongue is firmly in cheek. Because it all takes place at Baker Elementary. In room 221. You Cumberbatches know what I'm talking about. As well as your old Sherlock Holmes, folks. This is Kid Sherlock number 2. It's a miniseries. And it's great. Aside from having a great bang for the buck, it's got some wit, some humor, and some legitimate action and intrigue for the really young set. Like, our 7-year-old can read this and really likes it. Our 5-year-old could read some of the words, but he would enjoy to have this read to him. In this issue number 2, you've got, obviously, Sherlock Holmes, and Watson is in the doghouse. Which is kind of ironic because he really is a dog in this comic book, so he's kind of at home. But he's also in trouble. Watson is accused of stealing, and there's also the kid talent show at the elementary school. So Sherlock has to do some observing, and I bet it has a happy ending. Great comic book, and you will be amazed at the number of pages in this comic book. That is $3.99 from Action Lab Entertainment. If you have a middle school reader, they probably are all over this series as well. This is the 5th entry into the series. It's the Star Wars Jedi Academy. This is The Force Oversleeps. The title alone makes you smile, doesn't it? It's Victor Starspeeder's adventures continuing with this 5th entry. And it's... The best way to describe it is it's kind of like... It's more reading than Wimpy Kid, but it also has some great illustrations. So, is it a science fiction Wimpy Kid with a very good Star Wars bent? I don't know. Odds are, if you have a middle school kid or an upper elementary school kid, they can define it much better than that. Regardless, they're going to love it. And if your kids are into, or they're about to approach that age, maybe say 9, and they're looking for something fun to read, check it out. Star Wars Jedi Academy. It's kind of like a Origami Yoda, if you're done with that. Uncoincidentally. Let's skew young, shall we? Who out there as a parent still has their little golden books? I do. I know. Raising my hand. We've got some, especially some of the Christmas books from when I was a kid. Some of the other books we had to get rid of because they were so beaten up. But these were books from the early to mid-70s. I mention that because this week has a couple of really cool little golden books coming out. The first one is by far the coolest, and these books are from Random House, and you will find these at your local comic book store, or of course, bookstores, and they're only $4.99 retail. So check that out. If you go through some of the links, you can save 10 to 15%. Mighty Thor, little golden book, Thunderstrike. This one is great because it has Hulk in it. Yes, and if you've seen the trailer for Thor Ragnarok, it really gives you hope that Hulk could make a great movie. A great movie that doesn't suck, which is what I want. It makes you say, go make a Hulk movie, please. Come on, Planet Hulk. Come on. But this title, this book... is really entertaining. It is what it is for a little golden book, but the content is such that it's going to attract some readers that otherwise would not be interested in a little golden book just because of the format. Case in point, these books are good for ages 2 to 5. However, our 6-year-old would still be down with reading this because it's got some cool superheroes, but kids know little golden books as kid books. But because they're putting some really cool content and some great superheroes in it, it's going to up the demo just a little bit, which is a good thing because we've also got some even cooler little golden books. You've got this week coming out, Star Wars Big golden book, Starships, Speeders, and Space Stations. Did you note the title difference? The big golden book, because this one is bigger. It's got some great illustrations from all of the Star Wars films, and these are illustrations in the little golden book theme and motif. So it's going to be great, again, for ages 4 and up, maybe even slightly younger. And this one retails for a little bit more because it is the big golden book. This one's $11. But it's Star Wars. If you're looking for a more budget-friendly Star Wars Little Golden Book, you've got Star Wars Little Golden Book, I Am a Hero. Comes out this week. And includes scenes from the first three movies, a.k.a. the good ones, as well as one from the latter trilogy, and Rogue One, which was great. Fabulous. Now, this is one of the team-ups that I've been looking forward to for a very long time. Features two of our favorite franchises, who, in their standalone series, can month by month be a great comic book for any age. What am I talking about? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Usagi Yojimbo. Let's first touch on Usagi Yojimbo. I've kind of stopped talking about this every time it came out because it sounded like I was in the payroll of Stan Sakai. I'm not. Stan Sakai is the creator of Usagi Yojimbo, and it's a Ronin rabbit. Like a warrior rogue rabbit, anthropomorphic rabbit, so it's in a world where all of the animals walk upright and have human characteristics. And it's set in feudal Japan. So Usagi Yojimbo is the rabbit, who is the ninja, who goes around in feudal Japan. How can this be a great all-age comic book? It is. It really is great. Comes out monthly. Fabulous, fabulous. And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures, pick it up any month, and you'll be blown away. This comic book, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Usagi Yojimbo, is a little bit more. Costs $8, but the length of it is about three comics book worth. So it's thick, and it takes entirely place in the world of Usagi Yojimbo. What happens is the turtles get sucked back. There's always a porthole, isn't it? There isn't. That's how the turtles get in most of their trouble. There's a porthole. Here's a tip to the turtles. If you don't want to get in trouble, just avoid those portals. That's it. And you're good. But in this case, the turtles do, thankfully, get teleported to the world of Usagi Yojimbo. And of course, Yojimbo is he's a bit confused because heretofore, he is the only ninja in town worth a darn. And of course, the turtles are confused because back in their land, none of the animals talk. And there are very few ninjas. This is good, silly fun. It is great, and it will easily be one of the top 10 all-age graphic novels when it comes out in graphic novel form, maybe a hardback form, because it's kind of it's a standalone graphic novel as it is, so that could be redundant. It's great, is the bottom line. It's from IDW Publishing, and it's $8. Another superhero franchise that has had success this year. Is it the year of the Power Rangers? I don't know. It could be. This is a new monthly series that comes out, and what is different about this and what's going to be great for those older readers, those tween readers, or those teen readers, is this. It takes place when Zach, Billy, Trini, Jason, and Kim, the Power Rangers, shortly after they discover their powers. You know, they're kids, though. They're teenagers. And they've just been bequested with these massive powers and this funny little robot. What? How do they deal with all of these powers and still go to high school and be semi-normal kids? This is more about them as people and as kids than it is superhero, but there's enough action to really straddle that fence well. So it's kind of like, I'll say it's like Archie with superpowers. There you go. It's Go-Go Power Rangers issue number 1. Don't think of the theme song from that animated series that also had Go-Go in it. Or productivity for your day will stop. This graphic novel is neat because it's got an educator's point of view, and it's so much so that there are educator notes in the back of the graphic novel. And when I say educator notes, I mean like notes that an adult reader could pose to young kids who are reading it. Like, why did this happen? Or how do you think, why did you think this was going to happen, but when you read the story, it really didn't happen? What happened here? It's the Not-So-Secret Society. It's an original graphic novel from Matthew Daly and Arlene Daly. They are the cats who created Lantern City. And it's neat. The characters in the graphic novel are 12 years old, so it's going to attract tween to teen readers. And I'll demo down the tweens and say ages 8 and up it's going to be okay with. Because in this graphic novel, the kids, it's kind of like a science fair, and they make a candy-making machine. But what happens is the machine makes something that is not friendly, and it's a gummy bear that is threatening the city. So there are elements of danger, some really cool science fiction elements, but it's still goofy, goofy fun. That's going to be great for boys or girls ages 8 and up, and that's a rare fit when it comes to a graphic novel, because some parents maybe look at the world of graphic novels and say, you know what, that's a spandex fest, or it's too boy-y, it's too girly, there's a unicorn horse or whatever, it takes place on some alien planet, my kids are never going to relate to it. If that's you, then check out this graphic novel. It is from Boom Studios, the Not-So-Secret Society. It's an original graphic novel. It's out this week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.